After over 40,000 martyrs in 7 months and 75 years, the movement to free Palestine in the Imperial Corps has reached a watershed moment. We have been marching, chanting, engaging in mass protest and direct action for decades, trying to show the world that our people in Gaza are worthy of life as they bear witness to 75 years of genocide. Yet it was the steadfastness of the Palestinian people and the resistance forces who won the support of the global majority. While the 30,000 martyrs and 7 months have largely demonstrated that the tactics and strategy of the movement in the Imperial Corps has hit its ceiling. Large marches, milquetoast speeches from celebrities, half-hearted solidarity from organizations that are not committed to our liberation have taken us as far as we can go. None of it has been enough. None of it has stopped the bombs from dropping or filled the stomachs of Palestinians being starved by the Zionist entity. In fact, settlers have only grown more brazen in their violence than the West Bank, where they are regularly burning Palestinian homes, to Gaza, where they are committing unfathomable acts of horror against men, women, and children. Our cause has always been righteous, but now the image is clear to anyone looking, though we are facing a monstrous settler colony committed to our annihilation as a people. A single spark can start a prairie fire. Yet, there are glimmers of hope in the belly of a beast. My first real glimpse was April 15th, a coordinated yet decentralized action that drove people all over the world to take action against points of production and logistics networks, including ports, bridges, weapons manufacturers, financial institutions, and more. The day of action was framed as, quote, a shift from symbolic action, unquote, to materially effective action. While through the past 7 months of nonstop mobilization, the repression exerted by police, administrators, and politicians that we collectively have faced in all sectors of life has expanded and intensified. Death threats and doxing have become the norm for people of conscience since October 7th. Unions have come under attack for expressing simple rhetorical and not material solidarity with Palestine. Mobilizations are often indistinguishable from cop riots, with drone surveillance, arrests of youth, and repeated incidents of cops pulling off women's hijabs quickly becoming routine. When students have been doxxed, harassed, suspended, expelled, evicted, and subjected to physical violence for supporting the rights of an exiled people to return to their homeland. Although the universities, police forces, and politicians intend to force the people into submission with this wave of repression, to force us to accept that this genocide is inevitable and that we must allow it to proceed or else face severe consequences, it has done exactly the opposite. 7 months of this brutal repression have laid clear the task at hand and has forced all of us to become fearless. Protesters are not as frightened by the prospect of arrest as they used to be. Students have been doxxed and have no reason to bite their tongues. As we confront Zionism and imperialism, we are forced to confront the fact that we are not free at all, and that any mobility we have within a dying empire can be stripped away in a heartbeat. So what is there left to do? The students of the Columbia University Apartheid Divestment Coalition answered this question on Wednesday, April 17, when they set up the Gaza Solidarity Encampment on campus at 4 a.m., insisting that they were not leaving until their demands were met. Columbia administration, who shut down the university's SJP and JVP chapters, suspended and evicted students, called the NYPD, FBI, Homeland Security, and even private investigators to surveil organizers, and allowed them to face a violent chemical attack committed by former IOF soldiers with no serious repercussions against the perpetrators. Columbia administration made it so deeply clear to its students that it does not stand with them and that its allegiance fully lies with the violent Zionist project. The struggle at the Gaza Solidarity Encampment has been historic, powerful, and awe-inspiring to today's students across the country and those of 1968, who inspired the idea for a liberated zone on the lawn,